Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1100. My Loved One is Transgender, by Sarah Stanitzai of ProspectTherapy.com. Hello, everybody. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Thanks a lot for coming today, and happy Monday. Yes, such a thing exists, a happy Monday. This is the show where I narrate to you from some of the best blogs and books covering all things relationships each day of the week in about 10 minutes or less. And in today's featured article, we're going to hear from Sarah Stanitzai, the founder of Prospect Therapy, who has some commentary for those who have a loved one who is transgender. This can be difficult and/or new territory for many, and Sarah has your back on how to navigate these feelings. So let's hear her work now and start optimizing your life. My Loved One is Transgender, by Sarah Stanitzai of ProspectTherapy.com. If you have a loved one who recently told you they are transgender, you may be feeling conflicted. When someone important to you reveals this part of their identity, it's normal to experience a wide range of emotions, from elated to terrified. Though you may want to be supportive, you might also harbor feelings of rejection, worry, or even anger. Like every other emotion, these feelings aren't forever. That said, it can certainly feel that way when you're right in the middle of it. Although this is new to you, it is not always new to your loved one. So, how do you cope with these feelings? How can you get to a place of acceptance and understanding instead of fear, anger, or confusion? Depending on your specific situation and relationship to the person, there are different options to help you make sense of your feelings. It's normal to have questions. When your partner first tells you that they are questioning their gender or that they are trans or non-binary, it's normal to have questions. How long have they wanted to come out? Are they still attracted to me? Will I continue to be attracted to them? Will they look different? How will our relationship change? Will we stay together? These questions can be overwhelming, particularly when you don't have someone to talk to about them. Although these questions may seem scary, the crucial part is that you still care about your partner and want to continue to support them despite your fears. It's okay to have worries of your own. In fact, it's often expected. When to seek help. That being said, you may find that you need more support than your partner can provide. Perhaps they already have their hands full with their transition, or you simply need your own space to work things out. Individual counseling can help to fill that need, especially for partners who are having trouble accepting the news that their loved one is trans or non-binary. Your own sessions can provide safety and privacy when exploring some of the difficult and challenging feelings that come up. Here, you may delve into some of those lingering questions without fear of upsetting or invalidating your partner. Once you've confronted those fears, you can open yourself up to making efforts to better understand and support your partner. For other folks, couples or relationship counseling may be a better fit. This may be true for you if you have some sense of acceptance of your partner's identity, but perhaps you both have questions about what this change means for the relationship. The winds of change can feel destabilizing, especially if that change is bringing the relationship into uncharted waters. However, as long as you want to embark on the journey together, couples counseling may be an excellent option for you and your partner. This format can be particularly useful if one partner's transition is highlighting relationship issues, such as how connected or secure partners are feeling, how well the partners understand one another, or how conflict is addressed. Or perhaps you would like to work on how to best support one another in this new chapter of the relationship. As affirming therapists, we are able to hold space for each of you. You're allowed to say those awkward things you're thinking. Being affirming doesn't mean we won't tolerate difficult or confusing emotions regarding gender. We will, however, make sure that your partner also feels safe. If that means you don't get to have your sessions together at first, we may recommend you have your own therapeutic space to process first. Community support. Although counseling is a great option, there are other means of support you may choose to pursue. Support groups for partners and loved ones of trans and non-binary people are often available online and in person. Many people find these groups helpful, and they do a great job to normalize your experience and remind you that you're not alone. If your loved one is your first exposure to the LGBTQ community, these groups can also serve as a gateway into the community to grow your familiarity and create a new social support network. Finally, these communities can be a wonderful resource for finding helpful books, forums, websites, and other media to further contextualize your experience. Supporting your loved one. It is not easy to come out as transgender. Our society consistently discriminates against and delegitimizes transgender lives. By taking the vital step of sharing this with you, your loved one is going up against a world that won't always accept them. They do, however, have faith that you will support them. The fact that they have come out to you is a huge show of love and vulnerability. Even if you do have feelings of fear, uncertainty, or rejection, make it a priority to be there for your loved one. The best way to start is through affirmative behavior. Your loved one may ask to go by different pronouns than they previously did. They may also request that you call them by another name. By acknowledging and respecting their requests, you are affirming their identity. Although you may mess up from time to time as you relearn, remember that using your loved one's pronouns or name is a small step you can take that will make a huge difference in their life. It is an act of love. As your loved one progresses on their journey, they may begin to look, sound, dress, and behave differently. Be there for them through the changes. Let them know that they are seen, valid, and worthy. You don't have to have all the answers or know the right thing to say all the time. Your support, love, and validation mean a lot. And of course, show yourself kindness and compassion through this process. Counseling can be a key part of self-care, so listen to the signs that it's time to go. Whether it's couples or individual therapy, you can work through any questions, fears, or feelings that you have and come out the other side. You just listened to the post titled, My Loved One is Transgender, by Sarah Stanisai of ProspectTherapy.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thanks so much to Sarah for this one. It's interesting. When someone we love comes out as transgender, or even in many cases if we're seeing or interacting with someone who is transgender, there can be that disconnect, as she mentioned. We might find ourselves wondering what they've gone through, how they see the world, or why there's discomfort towards the body they were born into. But what I love about this article is that in spite of this lapse of mutual understanding, Sarah's writing bonds both parties. Just as a trans person who comes out to you is feeling vulnerable and uncertain, you are too. The concerns might not be the same, but there's a bond in those challenging feelings, and acknowledging or celebrating that bond reminds us of what we have in common. We might be experiencing something new and difficult for us, and regardless of which side you're on, those experiences and feelings are completely justified as we both enter new territory that's going to take some getting used to. We all have a right to explore our feelings and not judge ourselves for them, whether they're feelings rooted in love, fear, anger, or something in between. So seeing this moment or this interaction as a journey for both of you to go down together, to me, is a great initial means of getting connected when you might otherwise feel distanced. And that is going to do it for this one, folks. Thanks for being here and listening today, and thanks for supporting the show as always. I hope you leave this episode knowing that your feelings are validated, whatever they may be, and I also hope that you'll join me again tomorrow as I'll be returning with a post from Evan Mark Katz. That's where your optimal life awaits.